If you're 35 years or older, then here's why you need to optimize progesterone now more than ever. So in this audio blog, I'm going to explain to you what the hormone progesterone actually is, how your body makes it, why you start to make less of it after age 35, what this means for you, and what you can do about it. So after around age 35, your body starts to make less and less progesterone. And the further you move into your 40s, the less this becomes. Why does this matter? Let's have a look now. Healthy hormone balance means having estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone levels in healthy ranges and therefore in balance with one another. When one or more of these hormones is higher or lower than the ideal level, it creates an overall hormone imbalance. So that's what we basically mean when we say hormone imbalance. It's when one or more of those three hormones are out of balance in terms of what they should be ideally. A hormone imbalance where progesterone levels are low create symptoms such as breast pain, heavy periods, painful periods, water retention and puffiness, sleep issues, changes in mood such as anxiety and irritability, migraines or headaches, and weight gain, particularly around the middle. And that's usually because when progesterone levels are low, estrogen is allowed to be the more dominant hormone, which can cause those symptoms that I just mentioned. Do any of them sound familiar to you? These are typical symptoms a lot of women experience during perimenopause, which occurs in the 2 to 12 years leading up to menopause, which is a full 12 months with no menstrual cycle. And during the perimenopause phase, the communication between your brain and your ovaries starts to change, resulting in estrogen going on a roller coaster ride, whilst progesterone levels start to gradually decline. So, with perimenopause being anywhere between the 2 and 12 years leading up to menopause, it can start around 38 for some women, for some women as young as 35, but particularly after 35, hormones do start to change. And then, as we get further into our late 30s, and especially into our early 40s, we're probably in this perimenopause phase that I just described. The good news is that some simple diet and lifestyle habits can make a huge difference to these symptoms. Once you reach age 30, your late 30s, it's really important to understand and embrace the fact that your body and hormones need a different approach now. What your body could handle in your 20s and early 30s, diet and lifestyle-wise, so for example, sleep, exercise, alcohol, how busy you are, isn't the same in your late 30s and 40s, and we do need to have a different approach. After 35, your hormones become more sensitive to your diet and lifestyle habits, particularly those around sleep, stress, exercise, and alcohol. This is not the time for low-calorie diets and restriction, doing cardio like the clappers, late nights, and lots of booze. I'm sorry. Why is progesterone so important? Progesterone really is a wonderful hormone for us women, and here are some reasons why. It shelters your body from the effects of too much or dominating estrogen. Estrogen is also a wonderful hormone, but if left unchecked by its calming best friend, progesterone, it can run riot and cause the typical hormone imbalance symptoms mentioned above, such as breast pain, heavy periods, water retention, puffiness, the sleep issues, the mood issues, the weight gain, as well as drive estrogen-driven conditions like fibroids and endometriosis. Progesterone is your anti-anxiety, anti-irritability, calming hormone, and vital for your overall sense of well-being, including your good sleep and increasing your capacity to deal with stress. It lightens your period, therefore helps to prevent heavy, painful periods. It's anti-inflammatory, which is good news for prevention of the many health conditions and diseases driven by inflammation. It's a natural diuretic, so it prevents water retention and puffiness around the body. It boosts your metabolism and lean muscle mass, both of which are key for keeping body fat in check. It supports a healthy thyroid, and it can support the immune system and also brain and cognitive health. So you can see just how important this wonderful hormone progesterone is and why we really don't want to lose it. You'll feel the effects of low progesterone in the form of poor sleep, irritability, anxiety, heavy periods, breast pain, belly fat, and low energy. Let's look at how your body makes progesterone and why you make less of it after 35. So progesterone is made during the second half of your menstrual cycle, which is known as the luteal phase of a natural cycle. But good levels of this hormone are only made if you ovulate that month, because it's made as a result of ovulation occurring. So ovulation is a lot more than just about fertility. It's an integral part of progesterone production. And simply put, the less we ovulate, the less progesterone we make. So let's now look at how exactly your body makes this progesterone after ovulation. So just after you ovulate, one of your ovaries releases a load of progesterone made with a unique little temporary endocrine gland called the corpus luteum, which is formed in the ovary during ovulation. The corpus luteum forms very quickly, going from nothing to a fully vascularized 4 centimeters structure in less than 24 hours during ovulation. And it lives for about 11 to 14 days, depending on the length of your cycle, which is during the luteal phase, where it continues to make progesterone during that phase. The formation of the corpus luteum demands a lot of energy and nutrients such as cholesterol, B vitamins, CoQ10, vitamin D, iron, magnesium, selenium and zinc, which makes optimal intakes of these nutrients key for ovulation and therefore for progesterone production. Do note that there's no progesterone if you're on almost any type of hormonal contraception, including the implant and hormonal IUD. Coil, because contraceptive medications suppress ovulation and therefore we don't make progesterone, and the progestins contained in these medications are not the same as progesterone. So why do we make less progesterone after 35? Well, in your late 30s and into your 40s, you start to have more menstrual cycles where you don't ovulate, and these are known as anovulatory cycles. This starts to happen more and more months, and some women don't ovulate at all for many months at a time, resulting in overall less and less progesterone production. Sometimes we might have the odd month here or there where we don't ovulate naturally, just because we might be super stressed that month, and I'll explain why in a minute, why stress prevents ovulation. But what happens the more we move into our 40s is that those non-ovulatory cycles become more and more common. Your menstrual cycle can appear completely normal and you wouldn't actually know that you hadn't ovulated unless you're actively tracking your cycles and checking your basal body temperature each morning and looking for a spike in body temperature around the time when ovulation should occur, or using ovulation strips. Now, ovulation was hard to achieve in your younger cycling years, and it just becomes even harder once we approach and move into our 40s. But we can support our bodies to ovulate more months once we know the things that make it harder to achieve, and we start to implement supportive nutrition and lifestyle habits. So here are some factors that prevent you from ovulating. Now, stress. Stress is probably the biggest blocker to ovulation. So I'll start with that one. Your brain doesn't know the difference between the stress of being stuck in traffic versus being chased by a tiger like our ancestors were when looking for food to eat many years ago. Today's modern day stress has exactly the same impact on our body and hormones as genuine life-threatening situations do. So whether you're stuck in traffic, overloaded at work, having issues with your boss or colleagues, emotional issues at home with a partner, parent or children, financial worries, or running late to collect the kids, your brain just perceives stress. This information is then fed down to your ovaries, resulting in them not ovulating because it's not deemed a safe time to potentially hold a pregnancy right now. Unfortunately, your brain doesn't know or care that you only want to ovulate to make progesterone. So addressing and managing your stress is probably the first place to start for many women. Some other factors that prevent ovulation include inflammation, underactive thyroid, insulin resistance, nutrient deficiencies, for example, the ones I've mentioned already, undereating, low-calorie diets, PCOS, only having just come off the hormonal contraceptive medications because your body needs about anywhere between 3 and 9 months to get back into balance, being on progestin-only contraceptive medications, including the implant and hormonal IUD. That's the coil. So how can you support your body to ovulate, so therefore make progesterone? There are various food and lifestyle habits that can have a profound impact on your body's ability to ovulate each month. Please understand that you can't just implement these habits for a few days each month and expect it to result in ovulation, which they need to become part of your daily life for a long time and for the long term in order to support your body to ovulate as many months as possible from now on. So reduce and manage stress and nourish your nervous system is definitely the first place to start. I'll go into more detail of that in a minute. Prioritize a good night's sleep every night. Make sure you're well nourished with enough calories, so you're not restricting calories, coming from quality proteins, nutrient-dense carbohydrate, good fats, especially omega-3 as DHA and EPA, and including cholesterol, iodine, zinc, B vitamins, vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin A, as retinol, selenium and zinc. Remember, perimenopause is not the time to restrict calories or specific foods, especially protein and fat. Address possible underlying inflammatory issues such as a dairy or gluten sensitivity, any insulin resistance, any compromised gut health or leaky gut issues, and any thyroid issues. And the Vitex Agnus Castus herb, which is also known as Vitex or chase tree or chase berry, is a herbal tincture that might promote ovulation in some women, but only if they're fully nourished already, as per the above, and managing your stress really well. So, for example, it wouldn't be a magic bullet without having those other areas addressed beforehand. So here are my top tips for managing stress and nourishing your nervous system, seeing as this is really the first place to start. Daily walks in nature, so for example, a park or any green space you have access to, and even just 20 minutes a day is beneficial. Try to avoid listening to anything or being on the phone, and instead spend the time taking in what's around you and listening to the sounds. And this is really known as mindfulness. There's no point going for a walk in nature if you're just going to be on the phone, or, you know, it's fine if that's the only time you can go for your walk and make that phone call. But really, it would be great just to take in the sounds and the sights of everything that's around you. Doing 10 to 20 minutes of something like Tai Chi or Qigong can be really helpful to reduce stress levels. You can find lots of free videos on YouTube to follow along to, and then start to learn them off by heart to use as and when you need to calm yourself and feel restored. Gentle yoga, such as a slow flow or a yin or restorative class a couple of times a week. Yoga nidra, body scan meditation, taken lying down or on your back. There are many available for free on YouTube, such as iRest Yoga Nidra, or on the free Insight Timer app. Taking warm baths in Epsom salts with candles and relaxing music, reading light fiction, watching or listening to your favorite comedians, laughing with loved ones and hugging loved ones and pets. Improve and prioritize your sleep. And you can read my 10 tips for better sleep blog, which I've linked to in the text version of this blog. Have some creative hobbies and activities on the go that you miss from and love from your childhood. And start listening to your favorite music from your childhood or teenage years to make you smile. I hope this blog has given you a good insight into the importance of progesterone and inspired you to better support your body to produce more of it. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions, so please feel free to email me at francesca@francescaliparotti.com. And if you're not already part of my email community, then do feel free to join us, because that's where you'll get most of my up-to-date information, and you'll also get advised when I have a new blog. So if you go to the text version of my blog, scroll down to the bottom, you'll be able to click the link to sign up. And if you'd like to talk to me about working together with a one-to-one or joining my 12-week group program, Rebalance and Thrive, you can also just drop me an email or click the link in the text version of this blog to speak to me about that.